We're learning Tanya, Perek Vav, sixth chapter of Tanya. We're basically toward the end. What is the Alter Rebbe talking about? In chapter six, the Alter Rebbe is explaining what it means, the Sitra Achra, the other side, impurity in the world, Klipa, Shel, different names for the same concept. And basically, the Alter Rebbe was saying, he's saying that there's godliness inside of every single thing in the world. There's not such a thing as without, there wouldn't exist a thing without godliness, because godliness is the only thing around, actually, the only true existence. And he gives life to everything, even to that that goes against his own will. So how can it be that God gives life to something against his own will? The idea is that his energy is within that thing, but it's hidden over there. It's not revealed over there. That's why the thing can consider itself separated from God and go against the will of God, and still God is giving life to this thing. The Alter Rebbe did not discuss in this chapter the reason why God creates that. And we explained, if I don't remember wrong, that's because of free will. If there wouldn't be bad in the world, even in the world, there wouldn't be good either. So we wouldn't be able to choose between good and evil. So that's why God creates this thing that opposes him. But the question over here is, how does he do it? Because if God gives himself into something and he reveals himself to this something, automatically the something is given battle, in the words of the Tanya, completely nullified to God. Suppose you're about to do something against the will of God. You're about to steal. You saw something over there. No cameras, no nothing. Nobody's watching. Nobody's looking. I really want this. And you extend your hand, and suddenly you hear, "Hello, I'm God, your Lord. Don't do that." "Woo! I'm not doing anything. Okay, I'm fine. You're looking at me. It's fine. I'm not gonna do it." God revealed himself to you. And of course, you're not going to go against his will. You just heard God. Impossible. You're not crazy. You're not going to do it. So that would be bitul, nullification. Very nice. But of course, that took out your free will. Are you going to go against God that you're hearing him and looking at him and talking to you? You're going to go against him? No way. So what happens is he hides himself. He conceals himself and he gives life to things that are opposed to his will by concealing himself. Again, I stress this point. We're not discussing why. That's a different subject. We're discussing how. How does God give life to these things that go against his will? And the last thing that we mentioned is that the livelihood of godliness, like or the godliness itself, comes down to this world, into tzimtzumim, contractions and levels, and through the chain of worlds and blah blah blah. All of that generates exile of God into a thing. What does it mean, exile? Exile means just as a person in prison is not able to do something good for the world, to actually express himself in the world. You're locked down on a place and so on. You can't express yourself. The same thing happens with godliness within something that opposes his will. God cannot express himself into that. So that's why that thing can actually go against the will of God. Velochen, with three lines from the bottom of the page. Velochen, therefore. Nikra, the second line. Nikra oylam azeh umloyoy oylam aklipet usitra achra. That's why this world and everything that fills the world is called shells, klipois. And the other side, sitra achra, that we defined in the previous class. This is actually copied from the Arizal, from Kabbalah. That's why all the actions, all the occurrences in this world are hard and evil. And the evil people actually govern and do well in this world. As it's written there, over there in Kabbalah, in Etz Chaim, a book from Kabbalah of the Arizal. And there's a note over here. The notes are also from the Alter Rebbe. He himself put the note. And the note is very interesting. It's kind of mystical, but it's very interesting. So I'm going to read the note. I'm not going to explain all the details of the names that appear in the note. But the idea, yes, I'll explain, and it's very simple. It's a simple idea, even though it's written in a profound way. So we just said, in this world, it's very difficult. Everything is difficult. There's a lot of evil, a lot of why? Because God is in this world, but he's hidden, concealed in this world. Okay. Now, note, even though within this world, you have the 10 spheres, expressions of God. I'm not going to explain the details of the world of Asiya, action. I'm not going to explain the details, which means the lowest world, the lowest of the lowest. As it's written over there in this book, Etz Chaim, in Portland, Mem Gimel 43. And within those levels that we just explained, are found the 10 levels of the next higher world, Yetzira, formation. And within these levels, the 10 levels of the next holier world, world of Bria, creation. And within these 10 levels of the world of Bria, of creation, whatever that means, the 10 levels of the world of Atzilus, which is emanation, the highest one. So what did we just said? Look, in this world, everything is difficult, dark, and so on. But you know what? This world is like an onion. And you have the outer shell, and then there's a deeper shell, and a deeper shell, and a deeper shell, and in the middle, the most, I don't know, the most pnimius dikazach, the most innermost thing of the onion, which is what the Altarebbe says now, within those levels is the infinite light of God. Ben Nimtza comes out, the infinite light of God fills this lower world completely. It's found over here. Through getting invested, the infinite light of God, in the 10 levels of the four worlds, Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, Yasiya, whatever that means, as it's written over there in Kabbalah, Shal Mem Zayin, Perkov, Ubesefe Gilgulim, in the other book, and so on. So what did Alter Rebbe say? He brought a very interesting concept. Is God in this world? Yes or no? The answer is yes. But is one garment, within another garment, is like when you see the king, and the king is with a whole bunch of garments, and you see everything is so big, but you know what? The king is this thin, but he's inside of so many garments. So, but is the king over there or not? Yes. Do you see the king? No, I just see the garments around the king. I don't see the king, but he's over there. The same thing happens with this world. You just see the garments, quote unquote. We don't see the king. We don't see God. Let's go back to the text. That was the note. Don't ever think God is not found in this world. No way. He's over here. He's concealed. Until now, we just spoke about a general concept. Sitra achra, the other side. Klipa, shells. And now we understand a little bit better why is it called shells. Because it's like shells, one on top of the other. But these shells, this klipa, it gets divided into two general levels. Zu lemata mizu, one under the other. A madreiga tachtoina, the lower level, and hold on to your chair because something hard comes our way. The lower level is shalosh klipas atmeis, the three impure shells. Verro is legamre, and completely evil. Absolute evil. They ain't by him toif klal, and there's nothing good in them at all. The nikru b'merkev is Yecheskel, and when you look at actually the first chapter of the prophet Yecheskel, whatever you say in English, I have no idea, Yecheskel, when you see over there, you will see that he had a vision, and the vision was about a chariot and all kinds of animals and things and so on. He's actually talking about this subject, the three impure levels that are completely and absolute impure, no good at all in them. And he calls them Ruach Se'ara ve'anan Godel. He calls them a stormy wind and a very big and thick cloud, etc., says the Rebbe. Go look in Yechezkel. And what's the hard thing about all of this? From these levels that the Alter Rebbe said and stressed are completely bad, there's no good in them, the souls of the olden nations that are idolaters, they get life from this place. They get love from this place. So what we're going to do is, let's read until the end of the chapter, and I'll go back to this. Bear with me. So if you read quickly what we just said, all the non-Jews are completely impure. Nothing good comes out of there. Garbage. Complete garbage. That's what it basically was saying. We will see that that's so not so, so easy to say such a thing. But this is what looks like the Alter Rebbe is saying. Okay. Vekiyum gufam benafshes kol balechama tumeim, and also from this level of complete impurity, and in the next chapter, the Alter Rebbe is going to talk about the other level that is not so impure. From this level of complete impurity, nothing good out of it, gets life all the animals, balechaim, all the animals that are impure, ve'asurim ba'achila, and that are forbidden to be eaten by the Jews. Vekiyum gufan, and the sustenance of their bodies, of these animals. Vekiyum v'chayis kol machales asuris me'atzemeyach, and also all the vegetable forbidden foods, kemoi orla, like orla means the fruits of the first years of a tree. Doesn't matter all the details. Vekile yakerem, also when you mix a vineyard with other seeds, that's also forbidden to be eaten. Vechule, etc. This is not a class about seeds. As it's written in Kabbalah over there, and also the sustenance and livelihood of all the actions and words and thoughts of all 365 prohibitions in the Torah, the Ampeyan and the ramifications, as it's written over there in Kabbalah. Go look and go learn over there. This is the end of chapter 6. What did the Alter Rebbe say? Very general, and then we go back to this difficult part. Okay, there's such a thing as called Sitra Achra, the other side. And just as there's a soul, a holy soul, that has 10 levels, 3 intellectual and 7 emotional, that we define in chapter 3, and the garments in chapter 4, then in chapter 6, the Alter Rebbe says, you know what? There's an evil side to the coin that has exactly the same structure. No difference at all. 3 levels intellectual, 3, and actually the Alter Rebbe said, 7 emotional first, then 3 intellectual, because it's important for they understand what's the focus of each one of these souls, so to speak. And the Alter Rebbe defined what Sitra Achra means, the other side. And the Alter Rebbe said, look, actually, there are 2 levels of Sitra Achra, of the other side. First level, completely evil. Second level, chapter 7, next chapter, there's an intermediate level. It's a long chapter, so to speak. So we're going to learn it in the next class. Now, what happens with the non-Jews? Alter Rebbe mentioned over here, and also in chapter 1, we spoke about it a little bit, about the non-Jews. What happens with the non-Jews? There are a few notes that have to be made about what Alter Rebbe just said, that the non-Jews are complete evil, nothing good comes out of them, and so on. Note number 1, there's a famous Menachem Meiri, he lived in France, year 1300s. He writes a very interesting thing when he comments on the Talmud, where the Talmud talks about the non-Jews, Sanhedrin 50-something, 56, 7, 8, 9. Over there, he brings something interesting. He says that you can't compare, and we were talking about 1300s, in those times already, you can't compare the non-Jews of the ancient times to the non-Jews today. 1300s, how much more so today, like today, literally. You can't compare. Over there, they were really outlaws. There was no law. There was complete paganism and idolatry and so on. Today, it's not such, it doesn't work that way. That's idea number 1. Okay. Idea number 2, the Alter Rebbe is talking about Oidei Gilulim. They're really pagans. Most of the people, and I'm not going to go into a discussion whether Christianity is paganism or not. That's not the discussion right now. But most of the people today are not pagans. Most of them. are not very. Maybe in India, there's so many guys over there. I don't know. But usually in the Western world, there's no such a thing. There's no such a thing. Even if you say Christianity is like shituf, like association, again, I don't want to get into that argument, but most of the people are not pagans. And Del Trevi over here is talking about pagans. That's it. It's not talking about the most of the non-Jews today. And then there's another thing that Del Trevi doesn't say it, but I mentioned this in the first chapter when we spoke about the non-Jews. I mention it again now because the subject comes up. There's a work by the son of the Alter Rebbe, Mittler Rebbe, the second Rebbe of Chabad, and there's an explanation of Rebbe Hillel Paricher. Rebbe Hillel Paricher was a Hasid, was a follower of the second Rebbe of Chabad and the third Rebbe of Chabad. He was a half Rebbe. That's the definition of who Rebbe Hillel Paricher was. Many stories about him, very interesting character in Chabad movement. But Rebbe Hillel wrote a commentary on a work by the second Rebbe of Chabad, expanding on this particular idea. Yet there's a difference between a regular non-Jew, I would say, what the Alter Rebbe is talking about, umois oiv de gilulim, in the words of the Rebbe, the nations, idolater nations, pagan nations, and so on, and a ben noyach, b'nei noyach. And this is the expression actually brought over there by Rebbe Hillel Paricher. Bnei Noyach. What's a Ben Noyach? A Ben Noyach is related to chapter 7 of Tanya, not to chapter 6. The ancient nations, yeah, chapter 6, definitely. Today, a pagan and a bad person and evil, etc., etc., yeah, chapter 6 of Tanya. No good comes out of them. But a regular Ben Noyach is chapter 7 of Tanya. What does that mean? Of course, we're going to learn it, but in order to understand the idea, and it's going to be easier for next class, chapter 7 of Tanya talks about the second level of Sitra Achra, of the other side. Chapter 6 is level number 1, which in itself divides in 3 levels. Okay, that's chapter 6. And then chapter 7 talks about a different level of klipa, of impurity, which is called klipas noiga, a brilliant shell. What does that mean, klipas noiga? It means has the power, capacity of becoming a good thing, or a bad thing, depends on how you use it. Basically, that's the idea of klipas noiga. And that, it's even though it's called a level of klipa, of shell, but it's not completely impure, and definitely something good can come out of it, depends on how you use it. That's the source of b'nei noyach. This is what the Rebbe Hillel Paricher writes. That's the source of b'nei noyach today, klipas noiga. So when a person connects to God and uses his understanding, and just as we explained, his mind and his emotions, and the garments of the mind and emotions, machshava d'rumai, said thoughts, speech and action, and so on, to connect to godliness, so he gets an upgrade, so to speak. This klipas noiga, this brilliant shell, becomes kedusha, becomes holiness. And if the person uses these powers to do evil and so on, so it becomes gimel klipas hatmeis. That's what it's called, the three impure shells. So, even though the Alter Rebbe did not write it, it's because the Alter Rebbe is not worried about explaining these levels. That's not the job, so to speak, of the Alter Rebbe over here. And of course, it's not the job of the Alter Rebbe to quote every single thing that comes up in Kabbalah. No way. And there's a letter, the famous letter of the Rebbe, explaining the soul of a non-Jew. And the Rebbe says clearly this same thing. He quotes Rebbe Hillel Paricher, and he quotes the Zohar also. And the Zohar, it's very clear, there's something that's like the balance, and you have good and bad, and the capacity for both, the same idea, exactly the same idea. Again, why is the Alter Rebbe not talking about it? Because it's not the job of the Alter Rebbe in this particular book. That's not what he's looking for. That's not what he's interested in explaining. Why? Very simple. The Alter Rebbe just wants us to understand, don't get separated from God. Don't get involved into unholy things. And the truth is, the Alter Rebbe lived in the 1800s. The truth is that in the place of the world where the Alter Rebbe lived, Russia, the Tsarist Russia and so on, and in the times of the history of the world where the Alter Rebbe lived, better far from them. The further you can go from them, the better you're going to be, definitely. and you don't have to go very far. There are 2 years, very famous, sadly famous years, Tach v'Tat. Tach and Tat means 1648 and 1649. Tach v'Tat in Hebrew, I'll call Tach v'Tat. What happened those years? The Cossacks, Chmelnicki, Imach Shemoy, his name should be erased. Chmelnicki, he was the boss, so to speak, of the rebellion of the Ukrainians against the Russians. He completely massacred and destroyed entire Jewish communities, literally, with his horses and his strong Cossacks and so on, completely destroyed them. So that generated a very difficult life for Jews in Poland, Ukraine, Russia, the south of Russia, and so on. So again, the further you can go from them, the better you're going to be, definitely. And interestingly, to finish with the idea, that's one of the explanations of why the Baal Shem Tov came up with Hasidus at that particular time of the history and in that particular place of the world. Because people were so, so sad, so in such a bad material and spiritual level that something had to awaken them again. And that's why Baal Shem Tov came up around those years, a little bit later than those years, and in that place of the world. They needed him. They needed these ideas of regaining enthusiasm and be proud of to be a Jew and so on. So that's what Alter Rebbe is talking about. That's why he doesn't have any problem to say, non-Jews, nothing good comes out of them. Because he's talking about something very specific, very circumscribed to that particular place of the world, that particular time, not necessarily Bnei Noach. If I'm not mistaken, the Alter Rebbe doesn't say not even once in the whole book, the idea of Bnei Noach doesn't even appear. He's not talking about that. And because it's not his job. He's talking about something else. And we're just extracting ideas that we can actually also use for Bnei Noach.